Patient's name is Sandra Dillard. First name Sandra. Last name Dillard. Date of birth is 1-9-2019. Date of service is 9-30-2022. History of present illness. This 3-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by her grandmother. Grandmother states that she's been complaining of fever, a wet cough, green mucus for the past 3 days. She has been alternating Motrin and Tylenol. She does state that recently did have an ear infection. She was treated with amoxicillin for 7 days, which she did complete that treatment. Allergies, known as drug allergies, current medicine was not brought, but grandmother does have a list, and she will bring that up next time she does come. Medical history, she does have kidney malformation, bicuspid heart valve disease, seizures, reflux. She is completely dependent on tube feeds. She has special needs, and she does have Turner syndrome. Surgical history, she does have G2 placement. Social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI vital signs, respiratory rates about 24, PIMP 101.2, she weighs 23 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, she is very active and playful, well-groomed, but she is very malnourished. H-E-E-N-T. Bilateral tympanic membranes are intact. The right TM is mildly red, no bulging. Left TM is erythematous with bulging. She has mild erythema to the posterior pharynx. Mucous membranes are moist. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion. Chest, S1, S2 tachycardia, respirations even unlabored. Clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, very thin. G-tube is in place. Ribs are visible, but again, this patient, this is normal for this patient, as she is completely dependent on her tube feeds. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro. She's alert and oriented for herself. She's ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. She does appear to be just slightly pale, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, fever number 2, left otitis media. Number 3, malnourished. Grandmother states that she does have a nurse go to the house every single day to assist with tube feeds, which is a huge help. She does have Motrin Tylenol at home that she is continuing to treat fever. And I'm going to go ahead and give a prescription of Ceftonir to give once a day for 10 days since that amoxicillin didn't quite get rid of that ear infection. If she has any worsening of symptoms, I do want her to return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. The grandmother does agree with this line of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.